Hello, this is Michael from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet that includes print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and just a quick question here. We'll be quick. First of all, are you in a place where you can talk safely?
Not right now. I'm a little busy.
Okay, no worries. You'll be quick. You said a no here. Are you 18 years and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50, or will not vote?
Probably vote.
Okay, and just to confirm here, what is your age?
30.
Okay, and quickly moving along here, I'll be quick. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Hispanic.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in generally, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied? Okay.
Wait, what was the question again? I'm sorry?
Quickly here. Let me go back here. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in general, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. And quickly here, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you haven't heard of that person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100, how do you feel about Joe Biden?
0.
Okay. Now, critical race theory, or CRT, from 0 to 100, what do you think about that?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. Now, Black Lives Matter, or BLM, from 0 to 100, how do you feel about them? Black Lives Matter or BLM, from 0 to 100, what number would you give?
50.
Okay. And remember that, okay, 50, okay. Now, the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT, from 0 to 100, how do you feel towards them?
I don't really know much about that.
Okay. Now, your local school board, from 0 to 100, how do you feel about them?
100.
Okay. Now, public schools, from 0 to 100, how do you feel about public schools from 0 to 100?
I would say 100.
Okay. What about public charter schools from 0 to 100?
I don't know much.
Okay. Now, public school teachers from 0 to 100?
100.
Okay. What about Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
It's like 50.
Okay. Now, moving forward, we're almost done here. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say fair.
Okay. Let's see here. Now, would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Getting better.
Okay. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Be ready for higher education like college. From 0 to 10, how do you feel about that?
10.
Okay. Now, develop social skills from 0 to 10. How do you feel about that?
10.
Okay, grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math from 0 to 10. How do you feel about that?
10.
Okay, understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. From 0 to 10, how do you rate that?
10.
Okay. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market. From 0 to 10, how do you rate that?
10.
Okay. Develop critical thinking skills. From 0 to 10, how do you rate that?
10.
Okay. And moving forward here, because we're almost done. Now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education? Not enough, too much, or about right?
Not enough.
Okay. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. Now, how much have you heard or seen or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing.
Okay. As you may have heard, that critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten to 12 public schools, it is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, how much have you heard or seen or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. One second. Okay. Now we're almost there. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might bring some students, it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Okay. Is that somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay.
That
it'll
make students feel uncomfortable?
Yes.
That it should be
that? Yeah, because he says this. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. So with that statement there, do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Now the next one is this. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular or might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yeah, sure. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular or might make some uncomfortable. Now, with that statement, would you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, somewhat agree. Okay. Now, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, somewhat disagree. Okay, now moving forward here because we're at 90%. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose. Adding armed security guards to patrol all kindergarten to 12 grade public schools. Do you strongly support that, somewhat, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Oh, strongly support. Okay, now, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you strongly agree with that? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay. Now, teaching about American history of slavery and segregation. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Okay, strongly support. Now, increasing teachers' pay. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose to increase their pay?
Strongly support.
Okay. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you strongly support that, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. Now I'm moving forward here to the last part of it. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from kindergarten to 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten to 12th grade public school curriculum? Do you strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that some others might make about education in America. Please rate each of the using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you will find it very convincing argument, 5 means it is somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 to 10. This is the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of their nation and the world we live in. So when a radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminishes the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, how do you feel about that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Now, we don't allow all non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery, at carpenters or electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years and even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should be able to decide what to include in the school's curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. From 0 to 10, how do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
9.
Okay. And now here, the last one here, working for a diverse classrooms, inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside in classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. From 0 to 10, how do you agree with that statement?
10.
Okay. Now we're moving forward here. Sometimes over the course of our survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me what you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular or might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Now, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, somewhat agree. Okay, and moving to the last part here. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate like master's, MBA, law, PhD, or MD? Which fits your criteria?
Vocational.
Okay, let's see here. Okay. Now, which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Okay. Now, are you married, unmarried with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Unmarried with a partner.
Okay. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, and this independent, or something else?
I don't really have a label.
Okay, not a problem. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. Now, which of the following describes your child or children's school? Public school, charter school, private school, homeschool, or other?
Public school.
Okay. Give me a second here. Okay. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Several times a year.
Okay. Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone else in your household. Is a born-again evangelical, is it a born-again evangelical Christian or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you?
No.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, is an educator such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide, does that apply to you?
No.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. Now, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. You have a great evening.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.